CM, and 4 ZLK. ZLK clear.
KB2HXS.
Stranger, KB2HXS, and 4 ZLK.
Hello, stranger.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, trying to enjoy my semi-retirement, but I keep getting phone calls.
You, are you doing the same thing, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, you can, are you able to pick and choose a little more now?
Yes, I can. Yeah, we've got a couple, I got a couple issues right now. I got a mini split I got to try and fix. It's less than a year old, and it's giving me issues, and I'm waiting on the manufacturer to get back with me to see if we can replace it or to do that, what we're going to do with it. But, yeah, trying to enjoy my semi-retirement. Trying is a key word.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I'm headed home now, trying to decide if I want to start on another project today or wait until tomorrow. I've been a little under the weather, and I'm feeling a lot better, but I don't want to overdo it.
I hear you. Yeah, I got a couple projects in my house I got to do. I got a couple doors to replace, attic stairway, things like that.
Yeah, I got to get a couple more things done before I start actively looking again for something else to do.
Are you going to say in the trucking industry, or you going to hang on to your Class A?
One of them. In fact, I have to see a cardiologist every year since I had an AFib episode, but he always gives me a letter. They want to see a letter that I'm still okay to keep the CDL, which, you know, he's fine with that. And it is coming up. I was going to do I had a DOT scheduled for today too, but taking that decongestant, it's kind of made my blood pressure just a little bit higher than the norm. So I'm going to wait on that. Rescheduled it for next week.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those prescription meds, you know. They'll mess you up.
It's not really expensive to keep it. I wasn't sure what it was gonna be. I'd never had to pay for my DOT physical until this year. Or until I, you know, left the company, and it's very reasonable. And in fact, going to a chiropractor's office, we were talking one day, he goes, well, if you ever, you know, if you ever do retire and you want to keep it, we do DOT physicals here too. So I was like, oh yeah, nice. And they already know me, so that's even better.
Yeah, my chiropractor in Florida does that also. He helped me out a couple times because when I came off the road and went into air conditioning, I held on to it for a little bit. And then I was just like, I knew I was not going back to the trucking industry, so I just gave it up. I was like, no, because you're still under the same fines, even if you're driving your personal vehicle, you're still considered a commercial driver. So if you goof up, you're going to pay the higher fines.
Last ticket was, my first ticket was 1990 something, and my last ticket was 2018, and that was in Alaska, and I wasn't even going over the speed limit. I was slowing down to get to the work zone, driving a car with a Washington tag. Everybody else that was going by me at the time had an Alaska tag, and that's why I figure I got pulled over. So I'm not too worried about that.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you know, just be careful.
It depends on what I'm going to do. I'm not going over the road for sure. If I can find something local that's more of a, you know, I'm not going 50 hours a week again. That's not what I'm looking for. So, but I would like to hang on for a while. There's a fellow employee, former employee, who works part-time for a guy, and he's like, I gave him your name because they said they're going to need some more help, you know, 2 or 3 days a week. So that's the kind of thing I'm leaving it open for.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing. You know, kind of pull the reins back a little bit and maybe not do so many installs, but do more repair and maintenance type stuff.
Work when you want to and not when you always have to.
Yeah, so, you know, if people need me, I'll go do it, but, you know, I don't want to, you know what I mean?
How's your holidays? I haven't really talked to you in a while.
Oh, we were good. We were good, real good. Good Thanksgiving. We did a cruise at the beginning of December. Came back in time for Christmas, and everything was real good. You know, I bought bought a slot car track this year, a digital set, for the grandkids, wink, wink. And they loved it. And otherwise, Christmas is down, packed away. I just got to get the lights down off the gutter. That's about it.
Finally got the tree down yesterday, but we got it up late, only I think 2 weeks before Christmas. One of my daughters, I think they were putting their tree up the day after Thanksgiving, and December 26th she was pulling it down, so we were a little bit later, but I actually hadn't been feeling well the last couple of weeks, so we kind of waited on that.
Oh, okay, well, I'm glad you're feeling bad. Listen, Jimmy just pulled up behind me here. I got to give him a vacuum pump. Let me check out with you. I'll catch you a little bit later. And for ZLK, KB2HXS.
You have a good day. KB2HXS and for ZLK Mobile.